This is a brief on the differences between herringbone and Chevron parquetry flooring. Look, if you're upgrading your home and want a timeless, luxurious feel, choosing between these two iconic geometric wood patterns is a real game changer, because it'll fundamentally dictate the flow, energy, and perceived size of your space. First, let's look at the anatomy. Herringbone uses perfect 90-degree rectangular blocks laid out in an overlapping, staggered zigzag. It's kind of like a stepped fence, offering structural stability that was literally used in ancient Roman roads. Chevron, on the other hand, uses parallelograms cut at exact 45 or 60-degree angles so the tips meet to form a continuous, sharp V shape. It acts like a sharp arrowhead, bringing a highly elegant 19th-century Parisian apartment vibe. Second, so what do these shapes actually do to your room? Well, Chevron's continuous arrow effect aggressively draws the eye forward, elongating tight spaces like hallways. Herringbone is less directional. Its staggered joints actually expand a room's width and add rich texture to large open areas. Finally, let's talk practical reality. Chevron is definitely more expensive due to angled manufacturing, and it has up to 15% material wastage compared to Herringbone's 10 to 12%. Both absolutely require a flawlessly level subfloor, you know, the base layer beneath your wood, to avoid any gaps. Now, I have to warn you, there's no way you should try to DIY this. A tiny 1 millimeter error on that very first block will compound across the room and completely ruin the floor, so leave it to the master craftsman. Whether you opt for the staggered ancient stability of Herringbone or the sharp Parisian elegance of Chevron, both will absolutely elevate your home, just as long as you leave the math to the pros.